Radio Network.
All right, Lindsey Williams talking to this former top five oil company CEO, executive, given us staggeringly accurate information in the past. He is our guest. Your calls are coming up at the 20 after, 1-800-259-9231, specifically for Lindsey Williams. I've got some other news I'm going to be smattering into this hour on other subjects as well. French husbands may be tagged, BBC. Men seen as likely to be violent towards their wives could be forced to wear an electronic tag under a law being debated by the French Parliament. See, guilty until proven innocent. Everyone must be tagged. Men who've never even been in trouble. England, you have to have cameras in your home when you have a new child the first few months to make sure you're not an abuser. Going back to Lindsey Williams. So you were talking about OPEC country after OPEC country going belly up. We see Western European countries going belly up. And it even comes out in the mainstream news. The big central banks that own the oil companies are engineering this by design. They're not even hiding it. And Gordon Brown says, out of this crisis, Herman Van Rompuy just said it again yesterday, head of the EU, they will set up world government. Paul Watson has an article about this today at PrisonPlanet.com. Continue, sir, breaking down the predictions.
This is all planned. Every bit of it has already been decided behind closed doors. You are not going to change it. You may as well adjust your lifestyle according to it. And the only thing that is going to alter this is divine intervention, which I don't see at this point. But if it did, it'd probably be our only hope. Now, I'm giving you some signs today. I hope you're writing these down. Please take a pencil and a piece of paper and write this one down. Here is the first one that this gentleman gave me. Watch crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of the elite. Now, let me try to explain. Because he had just sarcastically said to me, no, Chaplin, the price of crude oil is not $80 a barrel. It's $50 a barrel. And I said, please try to explain. Alex, you know, I am so glad that you have had Dr. Stan Monteith on your program. And I'm so glad that he verified to you that he actually talked with this individual back about 5 to 6 years ago before I was no longer allowed to give out any names.
No, I know. He does that. I mean, Dr. Monteith really ferrets things. He's always checking up on me to make sure. But, yes, I've talked to him. He's talked to the guy. I know his name. But Lindsey, we know this guy's a high-powered guy, and we know he's telling you this, and we know it's turned out accurate in the past. Now, let's continue here. Dollar loses 30 to 50 next 12 months. A whole bunch of big banks in the Middle East go under. OPEC countries go under. Did he give you the order of this? I mean, read your notes to us.
Yes, here it is. Watch crude oil. Now, this is it. This is a sign that was given to me, and you watch it. And please understand the depth of this. Watch crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of the elite. And here's the way he explained it. He said, yes, we are going to allow the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world to have in purchasing power related to the deterioration of the American dollar. Please notice my word. I'm wording. I'm doing it very carefully, trying to, so I get it exactly like he said it. Watch the deterioration of the dollar. And they will allow the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world to have $50 in purchasing power as related to the American dollar 6 months ago when he told me that they were going to keep it at $50 a barrel. And then he said to me, he said, Chaplin, whether the world likes it or not, gasoline is still priced in dollars. Now, Alex, you will remember that they tried to put together a basket of currencies and to begin to trade oil in. They were not successful in accomplishing it. And this gentleman said to me, he said, Chaplin, whether they like it or not, oil is still priced in dollars. And he said, we are going to give the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world the purchasing power of $50. Now, that means then, if you see the price of crude oil go to $70 or $80 a barrel, you know the progression of the deterioration of the American dollar in accordance with what the elite are doing at that particular time.
Well, of course, as gold and oil go up, you know they're killing the dollar.
Yes, you see gold go up. Gold didn't go up in price. No. The thing that went down in value was the purchasing power of the dollar.
Stay there. Got to break again. Let's go into Israel, not Hamas, is responsible. What does that mean? Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen is a distraction. Everything he told you on the other side, we're going to race through it and then take phone calls so callers can get their questions in and get different perspectives from you from different angles. Lindsey Williams is our guest. We'll also tell you about his videos and books coming up.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lindsey Williams is our guest. This is key information. We're going over what this high-level elite has told him the globalists are planning in the next 12 months into early 2011, but starting now. Okay, Lindsey. Let's continue now. Did he say specifically what countries in the OPEC nations were going to go down first?
He did not. He merely said, watch it. And you're going to see the same thing happen that you saw happen with Dubai, because they will not be able to meet their obligations merely because they are receiving less than what is necessary for them to take care of their infrastructure.
And Venezuela's almost going bankrupt, and you said 2 years ago they were going to do this to really cause them problems. Continue.
Well, I have to relate back to this, Alex, but bear with me here for a second. You'll remember back about a year and a half ago when I was on your show, and at the same time, you had on that particular day a man who was going to give you a market report, and I made the statement that the price of crude oil was going down $50 a barrel. He didn't say anything, and then whenever I said that the price of the reason they were going to do this, I'd been told, was to bankrupt the OPEC oil producing countries of the world. I guess he couldn't hold himself any longer, and he snickered and chuckled over the air and said, "Chaplain, that can't be." Well, it took place exactly as this man had told me it was going to happen.
Yeah, let's be specific. When it was $50 a barrel, he said it would go to $150 in the next year. That happened. Then you said they're going to drive it down to $50, that he told you to bankrupt the OPEC nations, and now that's happening.
Yes, it's happening exactly like he said. Now he said, watch the price of gasoline at the gas pump. And, folks, this is what you need to prepare for the next 12 months' time, is because related to the depreciation of the American dollar, which they already have it planned to withdraw the value of the American dollar's purchasing power by 30 to 50%, more like 50%, that means that if the OPEC oil-producing countries still receive only $50 a barrel for their oil and purchasing power of the American dollar, you are going to be paying at the gas pump more than likely 50% more than what you're paying right now within the next 12 months' time.
All right, continuing. What's going on with Israel? What did he tell you about war?
I was amazed. I'm going to go into something even more startling than that first, if I may, Alex. And you stop me if I say something that you know might be a little bit too much. I was amazed at this man, and he knew it all the time. He said Israel sent the Mossad into other countries outside of Israel. They had forged passports. Everything was secretive, and they went after some leaders of Hamas and assassinated them. And, you know, when this man was telling me this, I was sitting here almost with my mouth open saying, wait a minute, I didn't ask him this. I said, you knew about this before it happened. He did. He knew every bit of this was going to happen. Listen, folks, I say this for this reason. I'm not going to go into this anymore because this could really get me in trouble. But every single thing that you are hearing this individual talk about.
Lindsay, I understand that. Listen, go ahead and spill it all. I mean, tell us, what did he say about the Israeli hit squads? That's in the news now. What did he say?
Yeah, well, Israel did it. And they did it with forged passports from the Mossad, their secretive organization, and they went in and got their Hamas person. I mean, can we not even get a man in Afghanistan, the America, as big as we are? We can't even take care of some.
Well, specifically, though, I mean, why was he telling you this? Was this just a side issue?
It was just kind of a side issue, as if to say, hey, I knew about it all the time.
Okay, well, go through the rest of your notes. Go through the rest of your notes. I mean, what else did he say we should know?
Okay, let's go into Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen, because this is very important. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, I said, what should we look at there? What should we consider? And these are his exact words. He said, it's nothing but saber rattling. He said, don't pay any attention to it. Then we went into why this is even out there right now. Folks, please understand, Afghanistan produces 87% of the world's opium crop in any given year. That means that more than 90% of the heroin in Great Britain and the world comes from Afghanistan, and banks in the world banks now, not just American banks all over the world, in transfer of funds from the opium trade alone in any given day, transfer more money than any other one product on the face of this earth, and that means that they're making literally billions of dollars off of opium trade transfer of funds. And really, when we went into Afghanistan, we didn't do anything in the world but go in there to protect the bankers' interests. And then one of the biggest pipelines in the world goes across Afghanistan. Now do you wonder why we're in Afghanistan?
What did he say? He was telling you this. Lindsay Williams, what did he say this was a distraction from?
He said this is a distraction from some major issues, whatever they want it to be at that particular time. He didn't mention the distraction, but it definitely distracted.
Did he say anything about Iran? Did he say anything about Iran?
Oh, positively. I mean, he's very firm about Iran. He said there is not going to be any war with Iran right now. He said, Chaplain, don't be concerned about it. Sleep well at night. Those are my words. Those are not his. You don't have to be worried about it. It'll be a year to a year and a half before there is war with Iran. Now, folks, you've got to remember.
Wait a minute. He said they are. Hold on. He said they are going to attack in a year and a half?
He said there will be more in the Middle East somewhere a little after a year and a half from now. But he said we don't want war with Iran right now. And he said the only way that war with Iran right now is going to take place if Israel starts it. He was very firm about this.
So that would be right before a year and a half would be going into the election, they may start a war then.
Oh, it very well could take place. In fact, he said positively war is planned. I mean, there's no question but that
okay.
on the drawing board.
Lindsay, millions of people are listening. Tell us what else on your notes he said is going to happen in the next year.
Well, he said, first of all, there's going to be some major upsets in the elections. Of course, that's nothing new. You all knew that. I've got to go to Dubai and Dubai World. He spent a lengthy period of time in the course of our conversation on the derivatives. And, oh, my goodness, very few people even know what a derivative is. I know you've covered it on your program, but the average American, even some businessmen, don't. He said, Chaplain, distinguish between Dubai City and Dubai World. Because he had told me back a year and a half ago that Dubai City was going to become a ghost town. In fact, Alex, I appeared on your show and made the statement that Dubai City would become a ghost town and that there would be some major problems over there financially. I was laughed at. People thought I was crazy. They said you shouldn't say things like this. Now, he comes along and says, Chaplain, distinguish between Dubai City and Dubai World. Now, many of you will remember back about 4 or 5 years ago during the Bush administration, Dubai World, not Dubai City, but Dubai World tried to take over the management of all of our port facilities in America.
Some over 40 of them.
Said, Congress, you can't do it. Well, he said, Chaplain, Dubai World is the greatest promoter and creator of derivatives in the world today, and he said because of Dubai World's default on $80 billion back over the Thanksgiving holidays, he said it has jeopardized the entire world's banking system, and the average person has not the slightest idea how close to default the whole world's banking system is because of Dubai World, whose tentacles literally reach into every nation on the face of this earth with all of their financial involvements. He said, watch Dubai World, and he said you're going to see some major things. Then is when he went into the fact that you're going to see some other OPEC oil-producing countries. Now, that includes more than just the Middle East. That includes Nigeria. That includes Mexico. That includes, this brings up a whole different world. And all these countries that are all producing that are a part of the OPEC arm, he said you're going to see one after the other have financial problems do the same thing that Dubai World did, Alex.
And let me add this. This is a PrisonPlanet.com headline right now, and it quotes mainstream news articles. Prominent investor, pound could collapse within weeks. British currency is on the brink, according to billionaire financier Jim Rogers. And we know it's even coming out in the European Parliament that Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and others are engineering this total global meltdown. They robbed us, so they'd be flush in cash a year and a half ago with the banker bailout. Now they're moving into phase two. Did he talk about about the bankers and where we go after a year?
He only talked about the fact that everything really revolves around crude oil. It's the standard currency of the world. And whenever crude oil prices go to and stay about where they're doing right now, between $70 and $80, which is $50 worth of purchasing power, but yet it takes Saudi Arabia $80 in purchasing power of the American dollar to even be able to maintain their infrastructure, what he's basically saying is this whole thing is going to collapse like a dominoes. And he said, you just be ready for the fact that one after the other are going to bite the dust, as Dubai World did. So basically everything that you've been saying on your program is exactly what's taking place. Now, let me go into the next item. He went into health care, and I think it's probably because of the fact that he's 87 years of age that he did this. But I'll just make his statement. I wish he had elaborated more. He said, the health care bill is not a health care bill. I mean, I was amazed. I'm still sitting here dumbfounded. He said, the health care bill is total government takeover. And I said, what do you mean? He said, read the fine print. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, the health care bill, basically, in a nutshell, is gun confiscation, is euthanasia, is electronic chip control. There's so much involved in this health care bill. I'm so glad that people are rising up and saying we are going to go along with this, Alex.
All right, Lindsay, incredible information. We're going to take calls on the other side of this break. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. 9231, as Ron Paul, myself, and many others have said, ahead of the globalist and their controlled financial collapse we've been talking about for over a decade, we have to get the word out about how they are behind it and they are the people that need to be brought to justice. If we don't identify them as the enemy to the public, they'll have the collapse and use it to take over instead of the collapse being used to bring them to justice and get our planet back. Stay with us.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Lindsey Williams, our guest for the rest of the hour. We appreciate him breaking this here. I have full confidence he's telling us the truth. Dr. Stan Monteith's actually called and talked to this former oil company CEO. We know the info's turned out to be very accurate in the past. I wish it wasn't accurate. hopefully, to get the word of the word out about what these people are doing, we can stop this. But I don't know. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in New York. You're on the air with Pastor Lindsey Williams.
Yes, hi, Alex. This is to Pastor Williams.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you? I don't want to be controversial, but I have a problem with something that you said at the beginning of the show. Alex had asked you about, had you talked about with anybody else about the situation? And it's just not true that you didn't, because I heard you on Dr. Stan over a month ago.
No, no, that was a separate interview. This is another phone call.
No, exactly what he's saying today.
No, no, he called me, you're not listening. He called me a month ago and said he'd talk to him again, and it was some similar info, but he talked to him again yesterday. Lindsey, you want to comment to this?
That's exactly right, and the information that I received on yesterday, I am backing up some of it with the things that he said a month ago, because in order to understand the things he said yesterday, I have to know what he said.
Yeah, Jim, we went back to 2 years ago and to a year ago, too, and I'm sorry if that got confusing, but no, I know Lindsey called me a month ago, and I meant to get him on, it just fell through the cracks. But no, he called us yesterday and talked to him again. I mean, look, Dr. Monteith has talked to this guy. Lindsey, before all this happened, years ago, wrote books about it. This guy's name is in there. We're not just saying who his name. Look, Jim, here's my question. Did oil go up to 150 like Lindsey said he said it would? That sounded crazy. It happened. Did it go back down like he said? Now, the guy was wrong about saying that the elite wouldn't let Obama in, and Lindsey's talked about that. Anything else, Jim?
No, Alex. Okay, I appreciate that. You know, maybe I'm misunderstanding this, but basically what he's saying today is what he said on Monteith a month ago. Anybody go to Radio Liberty and listen to it and see the date? It's not a problem.
Okay, look at Israel, Hamas, Mossad, all these things are brand new that he had never mentioned to me before.
No, I understand. Look, Lindsey, I already know you're telling the truth, so that's fine. People sometimes get confused, but I hear what Jim's saying as well, because we're mixing the last 2 years all together here. Let's go ahead now and talk to Ryan in Arizona. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hello, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. I wanted to thank Lindsey Williams, because some of the information that he had mentioned, you know, a couple years ago about the oil going up, I had talked to some of my friends and family members and, you know, mentioned that I had heard that, and you know, they didn't believe it, of course, until it actually happened a couple years ago, and then kind of opened their eyes and let them see that there are things behind the scenes that are going on that a lot of us have no idea about, and we don't get to see it on the news, and most of us don't have insider friends that can give us that kind of information. So I just wanted to thank Lindsey for kind of getting the word out about some stuff like that.
Thank you so much, and by the way, please believe all the other things that Alex is saying on his show day by day, because every bit of this dovetails together in understanding the total program of the elite. So,
well, look, I want to be clear on this. Well, I appreciate that, Ryan. We're going to talk to Malcolm and others here in a moment. But going back to Jim, and I think Jim's a nice guy. I'm not saying, you know, he's wrong or even bad. It's just that Lindsey, everything he wrote in his Energy Non-Crisis 20-something years ago has now come out in Congress and been proven accurate. Where he said the oil was at in massive amounts has come out to be accurate. I've known Lindsey, been interviewing Lindsey for 13 years. I remember interviewing him when I was on one radio station. Might have been 14 years ago. And
yeah,
Lindsey,
he was, Alex.
I mean, Lindsey's told the truth. And, yeah, he's mixing all the different interviews or talks he's done together. And he's talked about a lot of new stuff here, dealing with Israel and the rest of it. And he is talking to this guy. And Dr. Monteith's called the guy up and talked to him himself. And so, I mean, regardless, we know this stuff is coming true and happening, and we can see what Lindsey's talking about in the headlines of the news right now. And Bilderberg Group sources are confirming the same thing. Let's jam in another call here. Let's talk to Malcolm in Texas. Malcolm, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Lindsey. How y'all doing?
Hi, Al.
Hi. I just want to say, Lindsey, thank you for doing what you're doing. That takes a lot of guts. My question regards gold and silver seizures possible in the coming years, because it's possible that we're going to have new fiat currencies replace the dollar and maybe other currencies. I think Bob Chapman and Jim
Rogers. We know what happened in 1933. Anything is possible with these crooks. Lindsey?
Yes, this gentleman did deal with this in a former conversation that we had about a month ago, and he said to me, he said, Chaplain, the currency of the elite is gold and silver. He said, if
stay
it's
there,
not
stay
handled,
there, we got him right. Got a break. Malcolm, Pastor Williams, stay there. We'll come back to both of you to flesh this out on the other side. Pastor Lindsey Williams is our guest. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for the latest, most important news. Check them out daily. They're updated about 20 times a piece every day. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Lindsey Williams here in just a moment, and your phone calls to the end of the transmission. But I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. Before we do that, one of them is MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch and get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity. Plug-and-play solar generators are available from our wonderful sponsor, Solutions from Science. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current whenever and whatever way you need it. Producing electricity directly from the sun and storing it in a battery system as a little control unit. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to MySolarBackup.com to request the free information package today. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. And one final sponsor is frontsight.com, like the front of a rifle sight, frontsight.com. A lot of great pro-Second Amendment info there, a free newsletter. Yeah, you can sign up for there for free. They've got 5 days of firearms training waiting for you in Pahrump, Nevada. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight's Firearms Training Institute. Secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. It's incredibly affordable. 2-day, 4-day, 5-day courses. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. No drill instructor, tough guy attitude. Check it out today, frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com, frontsight.com. Going back to Lindsey Williams and Malcolm in Texas, what did he tell you about gold and possible confiscation or anything like that?
He has talked about gold at length. And one of the things he said was, it's the currency of the elite. And he said, therefore, it's not going to be bothered. Now, you can take that at face value, I think, in the fact that there's not going to be any confiscation of gold and silver, because they aren't going to touch the one thing that they trust. And he made it very plain. He said, I'm going to quote his exact words. And Alex, and our caller in, please understand that the only way that I can understand the elite is sometimes to go back to things that these people have said in the past. So you out in the listening audience, don't get upset just merely because I relate to something that this person said in the past. You've got to put all this together as one big jigsaw puzzle.
Sure.
Picture.
Absolutely.
And he said to me, he said, don't trust any financial instrument that is written on paper. Whether it be a T-bill, a Federal Reserve note, a retirement account, a bond, even a bond issued by the Treasury.
The derivatives have diseased it all. Thank you, Malcolm. Carl in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God. Lindsey, I want to thank you. I cannot thank you enough for what I say this before I ask my questions. I even wrote everything out. I believe that out of many documentaries that I've watched in the last year, and I'm talking many, many, that your newest 3-DVD set that you put out a few months ago is just flat-out amazing. Anyone that has not yet viewed this DVD set is doing a disservice to themselves and their loved ones. This is a must-watch. And even I found a link that Lindsey or someone else had provided on a particular website that you can actually watch it online or even download a downgraded version of it, because he just wants the information out there. Guys, watch.
Carl, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We're going to tell you about the books and DVDs that Lindsey's offering before he leaves us. But expanding on this, Daryl Rundis, almost 2 years ago, whenever you first came on about the $150 a barrel oil, he believed you. He went and bet on it in the markets and told me it was just a ton of money he made. So he wanted to thank you. Daryl Rundis wanted me to thank you for that. So he believed in you enough to bet on what you were doing. I don't know if this elitist you're talking to could ever be wrong or if the elite could change what they're doing, but I know you talked to him. I know this is what they believe is going on. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm not going to take up much of your time. I just wanted to let you know, Alex, that I got that Glenn Beck video up on the Funkmaster 5 channel. It's under Beck Betrayed if you want to search for it on YouTube. Beck Betrayed.
Yeah, I watched the video of you calling in. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. Taylor in Oregon, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. I want to express some concerns about Congress's ability to only say no for so long. Within this week's pretty critical information I've been seeing in the media, we got the $85 billion bipartisan draft bill now that, you know, was stalled, $154 bill that was stalled back in December. And then with the whole body scanners stalling in the House of Representatives. And now they want
to censor the Internet, and we can clearly see them gearing up for police state. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of wanted to get Lindsey's comments on that.
Yeah, clearly, worldwide, they're setting up a police state, knowing people are going to get angry as things implode. Lindsey.
Yeah, this gentleman has let me know in no uncertain terms all of the details that surround all of this. But for him to actually answer a question about the police state, he's never been willing to. But he's given me everything all the way around it. In fact, when he talked about the health care bill, he was talking about the chip that they can put into a hypodermic needle by way of the vaccination they're going to give you. And he said every bit of this is in the health care bill.
That is actually in there. They talk about implantable chips in the bill. Let's talk to Mike in North Carolina. Any questions for Lindsey Williams?
Hey, Alex. I just want to know about the buildup in Yemen, and I want to know if he's heard anything about these rumors of the Stargate down there or anything like that.
Yeah, I would imagine he hadn't heard anything about that, but I appreciate your call. He was saying earlier that the whole Yemen thing is a distraction. Really, to me, it's a civil war down there, and the U.S. and Saudis are in there trying to take control of the situation, also to control the port of Aden. And the U.S. and Israel are talking about taking over the oil-filled areas in southern Iran, then they would control about a third of the oil on the planet. Lindsay?
Yes. Now, the Strait of Hormuz, as most of you recognize, one supertanker down in the Strait of Hormuz would cut off 40% of the world's oil, and you would see the price of gasoline, gas pump, go to $10 to $12 a gallon overnight. And our military be drastically hindered. So, Alex, I think you've covered it quite well.
Al in Texas, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Williams? I had the pleasure of listening to you on Matrix News Network when I lived in Aurora, Illinois. I do live in Conroe, Texas now. And you had touched on the health care bill earlier, and it's interesting that the caller, a few callers behind me or in front of me, had mentioned the RFID chip implanted by needle. I, in fact, was in Larry Gist State Jail in Beaumont, Texas. And interestingly enough, you were forced to have vaccinations and have blood drawn, three vials.
By the way, we're getting reports everywhere of people in jail for unpaid tickets are having blood taken, being injected. They're taking blood from babies at birth illegally. I mean, this is insane.
Yes, sir. And it's very, very odd that now a stud finder picks up something in my left arm where they did pick up the blood, where they did take the blood. And interesting, Mr. Jones, I have just become a listener to your show in the past week. I placed an order through your store. And just in the past few minutes, in fact, and this is no lie, a military helicopter did fly above my house in Conroe. And there is the same white Suburban that has been driving by my house five times in the past 10 minutes.
Well, I appreciate your call, Al, but you wouldn't order it and then they come fly a helicopter over. There's military helicopters flying around everywhere. And they do have systems that can look right through your walls. That's been in the news, but... I mean, I think just completely giving into paranoia is not the way to go. I've got a lot of folks home from work today. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Colorado. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, I just had a question for you and Mr. Williams about the Iran war. Now, you predicted about 3 to 6 months, maybe something like that happening, but Lindsay Williams saying it wouldn't be until about a year.
Lindsay's saying a year and a half, then maybe they may do it. Tarpley thinks it's on the front burner again. Israel's talking about it. It's clearly being debated right now. I don't think the establishment knows what they're going to do at this time yet. Lindsay?
Yes, a year and a half ago, you remember that that we had our warship sitting over there in the Strait of in the Gulf, Persian Gulf. We had everything ready, Marines, Air Force, Army, everybody was ready. I was even saying on radio talk shows, we're going to have a confrontation with Iran. This gentleman told me on the phone, you will not have a confrontation with Iran in the next 2 years. I came back on radio shows all over the country, said that. I was laughed at. It's gone by for a year and a half. We still haven't had one. The gentleman now is saying me that the elite have it planned a year and a half from now. That's all I can go on. And they've been right for 35 years, so I'm hoping I can sleep better at night based on the fact of what he said.
All right, Nick, thank you. Joe in North Carolina, next question for Lindsay Williams.
Hey, Alex, this is Joe in North Carolina, man. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, quick question. I've been listening to you guys for about a year. And if there were maybe 2 points that you could make to kind of wake me up just a little bit more, what would you say?
Well, if any 2 points would wake you up, I would say number one would be the fact that he said there's not going to be any shortages on the grocery store shelves, but yet you will probably go hungry because you won't have the money to buy it. They will devalue the dollar by 30 to 50% in the next 12 months. Then his comparison with crude oil and the one on Dubai World. Please, those are probably the most important things right now.
All right, Phil, thank you. Let's talk to Michael in Mississippi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Pastor William.
Hi, Michael.
I had a question. Yes, sir. The last time you thought this last time, Pastor, but the time before that you had talked to this gentleman, you had mentioned in one, it was maybe online on one of the talk shows or maybe on your DVD, but you mentioned specifically something about connection between specifically 2012, the Mayan calendar, and the elite. And I got the videos, and I listened, and I never heard anything about that specifically. Could you tell me about that?
You probably have the wrong set of videos, because I've received so much material from this man within the past 6 months. We have done two different sets of videos. There are three videos in each one. The latest set probably is the one that I went into that, and basically what he said to me was, he said, the dollar will be dead. These are his exact words. The dollar will be dead by 2012. I said, that is the same date that the Mayan calendar has some things that will probably be happening, and we went into that more in our latest DVD set, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Yes, Michael, thank you. Phil in Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? I wanted to know if there was any Achilles heel that he indicated that these people have that might be a way that we could organize and take them down before they take us down.
You sure can, and I am so glad you asked that. Oh, my goodness, thank you so much. When I lived with the elite, I found there's only one thing that scares them to death. That's the masses of people waking up and learning the truth, and that's what Alex Jones is all about. He tells them. He tells it straight, and they are scared to death of you waking up. As a result, I mentioned, I think when I was on Alex Jones' show last, that they have extended their timeline. Because you gave them $2.5 trillion back in the last 2 months of the Bush administration, and they do not want you to wake up. They're scared to death. In fact, that's the reason that they all, I asked him this. Oh, thank you for bringing this up. I asked him, I said, why are you going to diminish the dollar by 50% this year? He doesn't want you to wake up. He wants you to keep on like frog boiling in the pot. And instead of completely collapsing the dollar overnight, they are not going to do that, by the way. This is a prediction. They are not going to collapse
the dollar. Well, that's what the G20 has said.
30-50% in 2012.
The G20 has said publicly coordinated devaluation.
Yes.
Incremental. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Good question. Richie in Georgia. Richie, you're on the air.
Alex, hey guys, how you doing? God bless you. I just want to appreciate, say we appreciate everything that you've been teaching us, waking us up. And just real quick, I know that the news is happening. There's so much ammunition in their gun that they're shooting at us right now. I've been trying to get in the paper and let them know about the possible assassination attempts and Paul Craig Roberts' interview. You know, I've been relaying that to my local community here. But really wanted to get the word out to the Christians across the nation to form a something other than the Tea Party, because the Tea Party is being infiltrated. Is there any way that we could possibly do an interview sometime so that the people would, you know, I'd have some credibility to reach out to those people and us try to, you know, come up with a grassroots movement?
Do an interview where?
Well, I was wondering if maybe we could do that sometime to get the word out to folks.
On what? What type of interview?
Well, you made it a point that the Tea Party is being infiltrated, and I think we need a truly independent movement. And I think if we reach out to all the Christians in the country and all the churches, I feel like I can network with those people and really.
Well, listen, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Look, man, I'm trying to keep my lights on and just run my operation. I'm not all powerful, but just. You don't have to save the world by yourself, sir, and have some big complex thing I'm involved with, and you wake up every church. Try waking up one church. You say, have credibility with them. Make copies of my films. Give them to people. By the way, we've been given an exclusive article. He sent it to us and said, this is directly to you, not even through his syndicated column. Paul Craig Roberts this morning sent it to us, asked us to post it. It's The Road to Armageddon. And it's a key article about 9/11 truth, World War III, and a lot more. Very powerful that Dr. Roberts sent us. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. The Road to Armageddon, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to break here in a few minutes. We're going to come back with final calls and questions for Lindsey Williams at 1-800-259-9231. Please give him quick questions he can answer in this limited time we have with him. We'll probably have him back soon. Lindsey, you've made so many books and DVDs. Before, you'd write a book maybe every 10 years. Or a DVD every, you know, 5-6 years. You're really churning it out because so much is happening now, and this guy's telling you so much. Give people the toll-free number to call and get some of the DVD packages and books.
Alex, we are re-editing. Please notice my wording carefully as a result of what the former caller said. We have re-edited this weekend, and we will have ready to ship to you on Monday morning everything that I have been told by this elitist in this conversation on yesterday. I plead with you, for the sake of your dinner table and your friends, my DVDs are not copywritten. Copy them, get them out all you can. The number is 888-799-6111. Or go to prophecyclub.com on the web, and you'll see it all listed there. It's called To Seduce a Nation. It is re-edited. We will have it finished by Monday morning, I promise you, if we have to work all weekend
long. That's fine. Give folks the number.
We're putting on things you've never seen.
Sure. Give people the number.
The number is 888-799-6111, or go to prophecyclub.com on the web, prophecyclub.com, and you'll see it all listed there.
The number one more time for folks that may have missed it.
888-799-6111.
All right.
And if anybody has a financial problem, please, I have told our operators not to turn anybody down. Ask for the economy offer if you're having any financial trouble. I know a lot of people in America are having financial
problems. All right, we got to go to break, Lindsay. Got to go to break. Final segment calls straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen, here on the GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back. Infowars.com is the website. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Final segment. We have Phil Berg and the latest information on the birther issues. Devastating info in the second hour today. You can subscribe, of course, to the free podcast. You can also go to Infowars.com and download the free Apple iPhone app, and even if you've already done it or don't have an Apple iPhone, send it to your friends that have iPhones and say, download this link. It's free. They'll see five stars. What is it, 300 and something ratings or something now? It's in the top 10 news apps that are free. I mean, nobody, hardly anybody that I've seen has got five stars. Great apps have three. Five stars, the highest rating, free. Listen to the show. It's got an alarm clock, a bunch of other features, a link to the podcast page, InfoWars.com. Lindsey Williams, our guest. Who's up next here, John? Robert, Mississippi. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to know about renters. I know in Nazi Germany that after the war, that you know, the since the cost of food was so high, that rent lowered. What can we expect the price of renting to be? Because there are a lot of people that rent in this country.
Yes, 30 to 50% decline in the purchasing power of the dollar within 12 months. He said it positively will happen. It's already planned. They know how they're going to do it. So that means then that your renting prices are going to have to go up accordingly.
And also, Max Kaiser talks about this. This is a class of slumlord owners. And I mean, you know, big expensive flats, cheap homes, whatever. With everybody, large portions getting turned out of their houses now because of the mortgage problems, you will see the paradox of rent properties going up just from that alone.
And they'll turn around and rent you your house back after they repossess it from you. And you've got to see the portion in our DVD that talks about what do the elite have to gain by all of this in order to understand.
And it's total control. Let's look real fast. I'm going to get more calls in. Margie in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, both of y'all. Margie, producer of Freedom Mind Radio. Listen, got a question. Last time Lindsey was on the show, he said that it was probably going to be 2 years. So they started shutting down the alternative news or something like that.
Yeah, you were saying they'd go after the media last, but now Obama and others are talking about they took Krypton down yesterday, just getting rid of websites.
Yes, but I was told that the last thing that will be touched, well, maybe we are in the last phase. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, I can only go by what the gentleman told me, and he said that one of the last things that will be touched will be the media, such as Alex Jones.
But mainly he was talking about neocon talk radio, wasn't it? Because you said his quote was, we like what we're doing with our media, so we don't want to set the precedent.
Yeah, well, they know good and well that if they touch you, Alex, that they're going to have to touch the national media also and start censoring them. Well, they don't want them censored, so they're going to let you alone until the very last.
All right. Marjorie, thank you for that. Tim in Kentucky, last caller. Sorry to the others. Tim, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Pastor Williams, my question is, will we see any more stimulus packages being passed this year? Is this how they're going to value the dollar, or did he give you some other type of indication how they're going to do it?
He did not mention stimulus packages, and I didn't think to ask him. And, Alex, if you ever have any questions, you want me to ask this man, just pass them on to me, I will. But he did say that they positively have a method of devaluing 30 to 50% within
20 I want you to ask him as soon as you can. What are they going to do to get the guns out of the people's hands? This isn't like Argentina or Nigeria where most people are disarmed. What is going to happen with a huge armed population? Lindsey, great job. Thanks for your info. Appreciate you bringing it to this show. We'll talk to you again soon. There goes Lindsey Williams. You bet. Thank you, sir. As I said, Phil Berg was an hour into the show. Unbelievable interview. We know that Obama is a foreign citizen. Regardless of the birth certificate, that's coming up. Retransmission, internet streams, InfoWars.com, and re-aired on great AM and FMs everywhere. Great job, crew. Now's the time to wake people up about the New World Order. They're ready to listen.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.